All right, welcome everybody to Overdunk episode 17. This is the competitive Pokemon Unite podcast where I, Zoinks, on Unite Mike sit down with the best teams in the game right now. And today, I have the fantastic pleasure of being joined by Team TOS. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Howdy.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, of course, of course. It is, of course, a first for a few of you on the show. The team as itself is going to be the first time you've been on. We have a couple of returning guests. Feppy, you've been around episode one of this show you were on, so you've made the full go around.
First.
Exactly.
I was first, remember that.
Exactly, yes. You planted you in the ground. Muck, welcome back. You've been on this show twice now. You've been offered more than that, but on this show twice. And then warm welcome to everybody else on the show. You guys, I think almost everybody who's hanging out in this show knows who you are already. You Team TOS, pretty popular squad, I think, by all means. But let's get an introduction of everybody just to cover our bases and everything. So let's get an introduction of who you are, what people might know you from, and then what role you play for the team currently. Feppy, you were the first. Why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, of course. My name's Feppy. I am the current support player for this team, Team TOS. And you guys might know me as the former support player for Team Shiny. And you might also know me as the menace that steals all of your jungle buffs.
Okay. I love that. Sanji, go next.
I'm Sanji, top laner for Team TOS. And you probably know me from back in my glory days on PipChamps or sprinting in your ranked match games.
Hey, somebody's got to run it down. Somebody has to. Muck, why don't you go next?
Yeah, hey, my name's Muck. I'm the attacker jungle flex for Team TOS, and I'm here. I'm glad to be here at the sprinter view.
The sprinter view, we are here. I love it. Okay, Scolded, how about you?
I'm Scolded. I'm the jungler attacker flex. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. I really mentioned, we'll have to talk more about that split, because I know only a few teams do it, so we'll have to get to that end of the show for sure. But Akilo, why don't you round us out on the introductions?
Hi, I'm Akilo. I'm the tank player. I don't think anyone really knows me from anything.
Yet, maybe, but they definitely will now. You got the overdunk bump, you'll be good to go.
Alright.
Awesome. I'll go.
Guys, welcome to the show. Hey, and also, just so everyone out there, teams, if you're looking to be on the show, Overdunk Bump's been, I think, like a 60% success rate so far, so we're doing great. If you're on the show, you're making waves, so I don't have any evidence to back that up. I should have said a way higher number if I don't have any evidence to back that up. Oh, well.
Might as well say 100, right?
99% success rate.
99%. Works 100% of the time, 60% of the time. All right. Guys, welcome onto the show. I'm really excited to have your squad. I know Team TOS, a recent new branding to the squad. You've been known as a couple other things. First off, let's get that out of the way. What's TOS an acronym for? Because I ashamedly had to ask. But whoever wants to answer that question, go ahead.
It seems to change
can mean
every
anything.
Day.
Oh, okay.
It can mean anything.
Interesting. No,
it's up for interpretation.
Very abstract.
Typically, in terms of Scolded, sometimes team of sprinters, it really depends how we're playing.
Okay.
It's just on the day, dude. Like, whatever happening, that's the name of our team.
Okay, I love, wow, a very abstract, flexible take to the branding of your squad. I like that. And people just need to know you as TOS. So I think that's fantastic.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about the squad then. Yeah, I see chat people saying terms of service. I think that's a pretty good shout. Just to get you out of any legal trouble, if you need to make that your team name, you could always make sure that happens. Guys, let's talk about your squad a little bit. I already got introduced to all of you players. Let's talk about the team and how you guys formed as one. I know a few of you are some newer fit-ins to this roster, but the core of you guys have been playing for a little while. Talk to me about the story of Team TOS. How long have you guys been a squad, and who all joined up first? All that kind of stuff.
Give it to him, Sanji.
All right, dude. I don't know, dude. I joined back when it was Sucker Bunch.
Right.
Muck was already on the team, okay. And then a whole bunch of stuff happened, and here we are.
Okay, nice. I love that. Okay, so and we don't have to go into details, obviously, but I would love how this roster of five, the five of you playing together, how recent is that? Are we talking weeks, months? I assume not hours. I did see you guys a day before, so how recent is this roster?
It's like 2 weeks.
It's about 2 weeks.
Okay, I got you. So I mean, to the rest of the scene, a very, very brand new roster. It's kind of been the story of the scene in Unite, maybe, honestly, all of esports, though, right? We have a new scene. Teams are going to switch and swap around. But 2 weeks now, and your team TOS has been performing together. I know you guys have been scrimming. You guys have been grinding. All of you players are definitely not, you know, strangers to the world of competitive games, grinding, all that. So I'm excited to see where your squad can go. I know you guys have your own definite achievements as individual players. I've seen all of you guys in top rankings and different, you know, player rankings, but also seeing your teams up there in high bracket level play. But I'm actually interested, has TOS performed like in any like larger tournaments together as a squad yet?
Not yet, unfortunately. We played in a tournament the other day.
Okay.
I mean, that we took first in, but I mean, it was kind of a freebie. It was a $1,000 tournament, but I mean, it was last weekend, so there was, you know, some other things going on.
Yeah, yes.
We're hopeful. The next couple weeks, there are some big tournaments coming up, and we've been working really hard, and, you know.
Cool.
Hopefully we can prove ourselves then.
Yeah. So you guys, I know you guys have been grinding a ton. Next coming up, like this weekend is going, or not this weekend, sorry, but the weekend following that is going to be the AOS Cup LCQ. It looks like just formatted like pretty much every other qualifier tournament that we've seen thus far. I know if you guys have played in that tournament, just maybe on different teams or things like that. How has the prep been going for that upcoming tournament?
So we've been seeing, like, with all of our scrims and practice and everything we've been going on, mm-hmm. we're seeing a lot of success.
Awesome.
Even if we're making mistakes. So I think we have a really high chance of just getting that victory.
Fantastic. Yeah, these LCQ tournaments I know can be a stressful scenario for many. I mean, they're gigantic. They're just open brackets, right? Anything can happen. However, you guys do have championship points earned together, right? Just because you, as players, have points from other teams and things like that. Is your team going in with CP before this tournament? Is that how that works?
We are.
I don't
not
know.
A substantial amount, but we definitely have some.
Sure, so you'll be seated a little higher than...
We have a little.
Yeah, you'll be seated a little bit higher than just like a random, new, brand new, fresh team added to the game. I believe. I think that's how it works. Okay, well, probably. Awesome. Awesome. So we definitely have something to look forward to with TOS. I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on this tournament. I'm super hyped for this one. It's going to be a fantastic weekend to Unite. We're hearing there's newer tournaments coming up as well, maybe the day before. Going to be some exciting stuff in store for competitive Unite. But before we get to the scene at large, before we get to the tournament scene, meta, all that stuff we'd like to talk about on Overdug, I really do like to get to know the team as best as I can. TOS, you're a new roster to my podcast. I want to ask the important questions. I want to ask the most important stuff. I need to get to the heart of the problem or the best part of your squad. I need to know you intimately, and I always get the answer I need when I ask this question. Who's got the smallest brain on the team?
You already know the one wearing the hat.
He's already looking down.
The Lucario player.
We don't know if Muck is wearing a hat. He does not have his cam on, so podcast listeners just know he could be voting for himself. But Sanji does have a look of shame written all over his face. Sanji, do you run it up mid a little bit too often?
Well, you know, I do have a coined term, the Sanji sprint.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Okay, got you. I mean,
there's some small brain activity going on in the top lane.
there's a name for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. The reputation maybe precedes this question a little bit. But okay, so Sanji, you took the blame a little bit for this. Then Sanji, let me ask you this question directly. Who's got the biggest brain on the team? You're welcome to say yourself. But
I wish I could, but okay. It's definitely Scolded.
Okay, Scolded. Okay, Feppy, also giving shout-outs to you. Scolded, you're being lauded as one of the smartest players on your team. Why do you think that these guys are saying that? Are you just skill diffing the opponents, or are you kind of the brain behind a lot of what goes down in your games?
So, most people usually know me for, like, high mechanics.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people that don't know, like, just how much I think about, like, every tiny piece of this game. And, like, with our strategy, I've come up with so many different things, and like these guys have been like, wow, this is just insane. So we've just been like pushing, working at it, and we're still developing new things.
Cool.
So
the lab of TOS is open.
Yeah, Scalded comes up with like 80% of our strats at least. Like, he comes up with almost all of our strats. I come up with, you know, one or two every once in a while, but for the most part, it's Scalded. He is the one that's behind most of our plans.
That's awesome. I love it to see that. Okay, so Sanji has got the gas pedal, whereas maybe Scalded is driving, turning the wheel, if you will. I like that's a good dynamic. I like that as a squad. But you also need someone on the aux cable. You need someone providing the best of vibes to the squad. You need someone to pull you all away from tilt. And this is usually done with humor. Who's the funniest player on your team? Who's got the best vibes?
I'll never tilt. I'm not going to say I got the best vibes, but I will never tell.
Okay,
oh, no, I think it is you. Yeah. I think it is you.
Okay.
Yeah. When we start tilting, it's usually Muck that helps keep us together.
That's awesome. Sure. Very cool. How does, and Muck, you don't have to answer this. This is maybe, you know, embarrassing as, but for the rest of you guys, how does Muck pull you away from tilt? Is it just, you know, screaming at you to get your heads on straight, or is it more just we can still win this game and keeps up the energy? Which what? Where does he sit in, you know, trying to rescue your team out of tilt?
Usually, I just make a joke or two about Sanji, and then we laugh a little bit, and then Feppy says, "All right, it's time to turn our brains on," and then we're good to go.
Got you.
Yeah. I'm the scapegoat.
Sanji, kind of the Jerry of this team, I suppose. If we're doing a Parks and Rec kind of show, so okay, well, Sanji, I'm glad that you have chosen to bear that burden, but it sounds like it's worked for your team in the past, and we'll continue to do so. So, fantastic, guys! Thank you for getting to know your squad a little bit more. I think everybody in listening to this show is going to feel much more familiar with your squad now that we know the biggest and largest and smallest of brains on the team. We always need to have those clearly defined before you look at any team, but okay, awesome. Guys, AOS Qualifier Cup, we talked about it a little bit. This is the big upcoming tournament that you guys are headed into. It has the potential to be the toughest qualifier cup that we've seen yet. I mean, we had a few upsets in the NA region in terms of the finals bracket in March. We're going to have a lot of just stronger squads dropping down into the bracket for sure, as well as the tournaments have just been seeing higher numbers throughout. Not to mention, the tournament that you're qualifying for through this is also going to be awarding money. Therefore, you're going to get more serious players. You're going to get even more numbers. Heading into this big of bracket of a tournament, your team's kind of mentality going towards it, does that like apply a little bit of nerves to it, or does it excite your team? Where are you guys landing in terms of maybe the largest tournament we've had to Unite so far?
Honestly, I wish it was tomorrow. I'm not gonna lie.
We're pretty excited, and like sometimes we don't sleep at night because like we're like we just want to play. We just want to go.
That's awesome. Sleeping with the Switch controller tucked neatly in your arms underneath the blankets. That's good to hear. Okay, fantastic. I think that's really exciting. And I think that's kind of inspired a lot of the scene, right? A huge tournament. Everyone is finally excited to play against each other. I mean, Ladder might not be doing it in terms of what is going to excite Unite players to keep grinding and getting better. Giant tournaments like this are going to do so. I think AOS Cup is definitely primed to be the best tournament that we have coming up. Currently, you guys haven't quite, I don't believe any of you have quite made it into the final stretch of any of these tournaments yet. Like, is that the main goal? And then once you get there, do you think that your team has the caliber to get all the way to a first place run in something like AOS Cup?
Definitely. If we can execute the way we know how to execute and the strategies that we put together, that I definitely think we are a contender for being able to pull off a victory at any tournament.
Very, very cool.
And even though most of us, like, we haven't gotten to like late stages of a tournament yet as a team, pretty much all of us have late stage experience on different teams.
Right.
So we're all pretty experienced in those sort of situations. It's just we have to do it as us now instead of as other teams.
Yeah, definitely. So let's actually talk about your squad then, headed into something like this. I know you believe that you have the caliber to do it. I will do it. I also believe you have it. I feel like I was making that kind of cagey and confusing. But I do believe that your squad can do it. What do you think is the main strength of your team when you head into a tournament? Skulded, you mentioned you have some big pretty plays, but you also bring a lot of mechanics to the table. I know that Sanji, Muk, Feppy, Akilo, like all of you guys are definitely considered to be, you know, mechanically gifted players as well as good brains on you. But what do you think is TOS's strongest weapon when it comes to it? Is your strategies on the next level? Is your team communications better than anyone else in the arena? Or is it just strictly mechanically you can diff your opponents in every lane?
So I like to think that our biggest like strength is our surprise. I think we're very underrated, but once we get put in that situation, I think we're just gonna blow up and like just surprise everyone.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. You just honestly think you'll be able to take opponents by surprise with your skill and just them not being, not expecting your team to do quite as well. Okay, awesome. Anyone else on the team really, like, think that they have a good read on what makes TOS so strong in your guys' minds?
Pretty much just, like, kind of what we talked about earlier, how Skulded comes up with everything. Like, we just trust in what Skulded says and Skulded thinks, and we just try it out and then we kind of just end up doing things that no one else is doing, but it's really, really good.
That's very cool. Do I get a little taste of what's the really weird and cool different things, or are these strats all hidden behind the secret vault of TOS? Do I get a little bit of early access to some fun new strats?
Top secret information, my brother.
I see. Okay.
We do stream daily.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I got subbed to Skulded if I want to get that info. Fine.
Exactly.
True.
Okay. Well, you heard it here. No free shoutouts, but sub to Skulded if you want the secret strats, I suppose. Okay, awesome. All right, so we definitely have some exciting players to go in then. This is going to be more of an abstract question. You guys don't have to find a hard answer to it yet. And I know that, like, you haven't really got the chance to prove it yet. I mean, you guys are just a squad of two, of honestly just like a couple of weeks now. You haven't really had the chance to play against top teams outside of scrims. I mean, in the tournament setting, we haven't gotten to that point yet. Muk, you said you had the potential to go all the way in the tournament and definitely win like an entire event. If you were to place TOS in just like right now, the scrims you've been playing against other top teams, where do you think is a rough placement for where you think your team would rank? Top 1, 5, 10, 3? Where do you guys think is like a general rough spot that you think TOS really fits into well right now?
I think if... I'll just be modest. Let's just say top 5.
Okay.
Let's just say top 5.
Gotcha.
We don't have the tournament... You know, we don't have like the tournament experience to just say we're the best team, but we're... In our opinion, we are one of the best teams, and I think, you know, like Skulda said, I think we're going to be able to surprise some people that don't quite have us on their radar yet.
I love to hear that. I mean, you definitely all have, like we were mentioning before, maybe not together as a squad in the experience, but like individually, you all have definitely garnered a lot of experience on other squads, things like that. Bringing that together is going to be big. You know, apes together, strong.
Yes.
I think you're going to be able to play that really, really well. Okay, awesome. Guys, we are headed into potentially another brand new meta. Duraludon definitely saw some pretty hefty nerfs coming off that off this last balance patch. We have potentially a new Pokemon coming up. Let's talk about the Duraludon meta that you just had to experience, though. You guys had to play in this world. Was it as painful to play as it looked? Because anytime I had to cast it, it looked like a tragedy. It was really, really hard to watch that. It looks like a painful, very, very flippy meta. But I did see a few, you know, devil's advocate kind of style arguments where teams were saying we didn't have enough time to perfect this meta yet. It'd be kind of similar to Dragonite. That meta was iffy at the beginning, but eventually near the tail end of that meta, there was more strategy to it as players learned the counters and things like that. What were your guys' opinions in that situation? Or on the Duraludon meta?
We were thriving in the Duraludon meta. Like, yeah, we were tearing
it's
up
probably
ladder.
My favorite meta.
Okay. Yeah, we were terrorizing people, not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We had some very, very spicy strats that we were working on.
I see.
Actually performing extremely well. During the Dura meta, our first week of being as a team, what was it, guys? We went like 17-1 in scrims that week?
My god.
Something like that the Duraludon meta?
We only lost like 6 or 7 games total in Duraludon meta.
Sheesh. That was a very, very fun meta for us. That's probably the best meta we're ever gonna play in as a team.
That's awesome.
I think we figured out the meta within like 2 days. Okay. Nobody was close to us at all.
Really? Okay, so early adapters, that's awesome. Mm. Akilo, what tank were you functioning on in that meta? What tank was like your must pick?
I was playing Slowbro.
Okay, gotcha. Gadding that muscle bander to the bottom lane, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay, very cool. What do you guys think? I mean, Scolded, you got a good read on the meta, but let's talk about, is Duraludon meta gone? Or are we still kind of in that world? I know a lot of people thought, you know, no, we gotta experiment with something new. These nerfs are definitely enough to throw this Pokemon by the wayside. Is that true? Or are we still kind of in the same meta? People just haven't accepted that yet.
So I think we're still in the same meta.
Okay.
Just there's a little bit of fine tuning that needs to be done, but Duraludon is still probably an insane meta pick.
Okay.
It's easier to work around him, but if you know what to do, then he's still extremely strong.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. And Duraludon, you think place for it still in the jungle? I know some people are still trying to experiment with that Pokemon top lane. Are you still thinking jungle is the best spot for that Pokemon?
It solely is based on the team comp that you're running, but sure, he can work jungle or attacker depending on what you're doing. He's really good in both.
Okay, awesome. Good to hear. Cool. Well, I'm glad that you guys still get another, get to run it up in another tournament with your strongest meta yet. 17-1 in scrims is, that's not a small first number, and that's a very small second number that I said. So you guys are absolutely killing it. I love to hear that. All right, well, let's talk a little bit more, let's zoom out a little bit at the not just NA region that we've seen. Even in other regions, we saw the terrifying score comp that we've seen kind of dominate EU, Japan, Korea, everywhere in the February finals. Really dropped off and did not see as much play, especially it was most noticeable in EU. I watched a little bit of Japan and Korea. Even those compositions started moving more and more towards the sort of hybrid levels of score comp, basically kind of what Random Gaming is trying to utilize in EU. Let's talk about it. Why do you think that score comp has started to fade away from these regions? I know you guys are an NA team and it's not nearly as popular here, but any like first opinions of why these other regions are starting to fade away from that composition? Not completely, but just a little bit less.
Duraludon.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Duraludon makes score comp pretty hard.
Yes.
Yeah, we scrimmed a score comp team and Yeah, it wasn't. They had to switch off score comp.
Okay.
it wasn't pretty.
I got you. Yeah, that composition, yeah, definitely seems to falter quite a bit. Okay, interesting. So Japan and Korea, they have started to also make the change. I mean, yeah, Duraludon coming out as strong as it is. With the current state of Duraludon, though, do you think that score comp can exist a little bit more? Or is just the entire kit of Duraludon built to shut down that composition to the point where it can't even survive as long as that Pokemon is viable?
I think that part of the reason why the score comp is dying a bit as well is that it's just a pure, you can only play score comp if you're running true score comp.
Right.
I think a lot of teams are starting to run things that are somewhere in the middle where they can still run score comp, but they also still have like pretty strong team fights and can play for team fights if they're ahead.
Yeah.
So I think that it's not even just that teams don't want to play score comp. I think teams are starting to recognize that it's a bit better to be more flexible than it is to just hard go in on true score comp.
Very cool. Yeah, we've definitely seen that meta kind of fall by the wayside, and it sounds like from what you guys are saying, we may see it going away more and more. Still Pokemon that are, you know, viable and capable of making that strategy possible in a game setting. However, if it's going to be all your eggs in that basket, there is a pretty easily available counters on the other side, especially with the kind of setting that we're in terms of blind picks. So we haven't had this conversation on the podcast for a while, and I'm actually interested to see your team's take, especially because you have considered yourselves to be really fast adapters to metas, things like that. So far in Unite, we haven't had any kind of word of a draft system or any kind of pick ban setting like that. We've had a few, smaller tier tournaments try to run something, implement something like that, but we haven't seen any, you know, concrete evidence that the developers even have that in the what is the roadmap that we haven't been provided, but anything like that coming up in the future. We're now almost up to 33 Pokemon, I think, in the cast. I think that's a rough number. as a completely made up number. I'll have to check the numbers later. But we're getting it to a pretty decent close amount of numbers. We have Pokemon. We have multiple Pokemon that can heal, which was the biggest argument towards the drafted composition. What do you guys think Pokemon Unite as a MOBA tends itself towards the draft? It would definitely benefit a team that's flexible and adaptable to have in-game strategy in the drafting setting. However, if we're talking about perfecting a meta composition, it definitely loses a little bit of power in that skill set. What do you guys think? Would you like to see a draft soon in Pokemon Unite? Are we not ready? Would you never want to see one? What are you guys' opinions on that?
I'd like to see one down the line, but now I think the game's, like, completely fine. Like, I don't think we need a draft right now.
Okay.
I think it would be more interesting to have a draft, but I think we just need a couple more characters. Like, they keep introducing characters, you know, like Hoopa and stuff that just have, different mechanics than the cast.
Added a new button.
So I think once we get a couple new buttons, a couple new toys, I think a draft will be a lot more interesting.
Yes.
I've won a draft tournament before, and it was just very stale. You know, it comes down to, oh, we're going to take Eldegoss and win the game, you know? Now that there's Hoopa and stuff, there's a lot more viability to a proper draft tournament, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. And we're even seeing a little bit of development. I mean, we've talked about score comp, we talked about team fight comp, but we're starting to see sort of these, you know, major archetypes finally really cement themselves in the Pokemon Unite community. We have these strong team fight compositions. I'm really excited to see, like, we even have the Protect the President style death ball compositions that other MOBAs have. We're starting to get these, like, definitions of team comp, so I really think we're on the way to where it could be viable. But I have tended to agree with you, Sanji. I don't think it needs it yet. I do think that the game is really fun in the blind pick style of setting, and I, especially as a color caster for Pokemon Unite, I'd love to rant about draft, but I also really love to rant about the intricacies of perfecting a team composition. Even if it is the best comp that there is, I like talking about that stuff. My biggest pet peeve is that when someone is, like, reviewing or even casting a game, and the only thing they can talk about when things are going wrong is, like, what Pokemon do they need to switch out? What is the new thing that they can throw at them? And, like, well, that's not always the answer. Like, there is just playstyle changes that you can have. So, I like the world that we're in. I do think that draft is a viable option down the line. I would be shocked if we saw it before Worlds, though. Probably even before the end of the year, if we're being really honest. I don't think that something comes in for quite some time. But cool. I was just curious what you guys thought about it, because we're starting to hit those numbers. But I'm sure you guys have seen the leaks. We have the newest Pokemon to Pokemon Unite coming out very soon. We have Azumarill. My wish came true. It does have huge power as its passive, which is... looks pretty fun and wild if it's as broken as everybody is talking about. If you guys haven't seen the leaks, anybody watching or listening in a podcast land, basically if you're in a one-on-one fight, this thing just constantly crits. Do we know, like, how big the area of effect is on, like, if it does crit or not? Like, is it crazy big? Do you guys know anything about this Pokemon yet?
From what I've seen, the Pokemon pretty much have to be right on top of each other. If they're spread out, I think as far as bees, I think you can actually still crit. So it's actually...
Oh my gosh. That's really good.
Kind of crazy. No. What was...
Yeah.
Oh my... Died. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Nah, well, you're still good. That's totally fine. But okay, cool. So Azumarill definitely looking like its passive is going to proc pretty commonly. Sanji, is this your new top laner, or are you still in Lucario jail?
See, I if if its numbers are good, it'll be good. If its numbers are bad, it'll be bad. That's like my opinion.
That's good.
I'm kind of hoping. Just the way its kit's designed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. It's a very numbers reliant kit.
Okay.
So, that being said, I kind of hope its numbers are bad so that I can keep playing Lucario. Yeah. But
I will say, Lucario's playstyle seems a lot more fun to me than Azumarill's will, especially because late game team fight. I mean, it's actually interesting because I was watching some of your guys' scrims beforehand, before we started the show. And I mean, when you're playing against a really solid Lucario player, an E-Speed player specifically, the game plan's always going to be spread, right? You need to spread out any kind of team fight that's being set up. Zapdos, Treadnought, whatever it is, you need to make sure that you try to make their resets as hard as possible. It's a really good play call. It's how you're going to win team fights, especially when Duraludon can just nuke an entire half of the map pretty much with its on cooldown. So it doesn't matter if you're spread out at all. But the with Azumarill, that may be the opposite. We may see if the other team has an Azumarill and not a Lucario, you may just want to group and prevent that passive from coming up. It depends on how much of a threat that even is, if those numbers really do work or anything like that. Akilo, do you think that we could see main tank Azumarill?
I don't think it'll be a tank role. No probably just solo top.
Unfortunate. We need a new tank. Well, I mean, we do have a decent amount of variety up there, but okay, Scolded, you were considered to be the biggest brain of your squad. I want to see if that brain encapsulates, future sight predictions of the psychic mind. What are your thoughts? Do you think Azumarill's a must pick? Do you think this Pokemon's a niche? Do you think this Pokemon is playable at all?
Well, like Sanji said, it still depends on the numbers. Mm-hmm. I think it will probably see play. Okay. If the numbers are decent, either in top lane or jungle. But my assumption is that this is going to be like strictly off laner, like split push. I think that's what Azumarill is going to be.
Mm-hmm. If it finds a role whatsoever. I mean, in Pokemon Unite tradition, a new Pokemon gets released. It will see play for a day in the jungle, I think. Everyone will just want to make it as strong as possible, throw that Pokemon in the jungle, and then we'll move on. And then it'll find its real spot. But I'm excited to see it. I think the new Pokemon being added, I think the frequency of Pokemon being added has been one of the best parts of Unite, actually. I think the amount of Pokemon we've had constantly, and any new MOBA has to do this, right? To keep people coming back, to keep it fresh, there has to be a huge amount of Pokemon added to the game. You need variety for players, because if you're just forced to play the same game mode every single time, which is what MOBAs are, you need some other part to make it fun, and that's either competition or variety for the casual players. So I think that's a good option. But as competitive players, is the frequency of Pokemon being added to the game, especially like game-shifting and extremely strong Pokemon, like the additions of Hoopa, the additions of Aegislash, I just want Aegislash to be good. Aegislash was not good. The additions of Hoopa, the additions of Duraludon. Has that been difficult as a competitive player, or has it been just kind of an exciting puzzle to figure out?
So most of the time, I'm usually the one that spends a lot of time analyzing the start of metas to figure out what's good. And I've had many sleepless nights trying to figure this stuff out for sure. Nights where I'm just trying to dive deep in and figure everything out, and I don't get any sleep. It's definitely a struggle and it's difficult, but it's the type of effort that you have to put in order to be a top team. 100%.
That makes sense. Well, actually, let's touch on that then. As you mentioned, effort to become a top team. You guys are a newly formed squad, but we've already mentioned you are practicing. You're scrimming top teams. I'm assuming you're grinding ladder some together. Are you guys committing time to things like VOD review and like spectating, things like that?
Yeah, we VOD view like every night, pretty much.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome. Seriously, TOS is in the lab. That's really exciting. Yeah. Very cool. For you guys as a squad, and do you think that what's the end-all, be-all, really, for this squad? I know Worlds is the big thing at the end of the horizon. Regionals is going to be the, like, really exciting tournament beforehand. We don't really know. There's not going to be very many slots up for NA, obviously. It's going to be the most competitive tournament. But for each of you, what has really, like, inspired the grind, wanting to be one of the best top players? Is it you want to prove yourself that, like, you as a player have the caliber to make a level of Worlds? Is it that cash is a really nice prize? and it would be awesome to pad the pockets just a little bit? Or is this honestly what you find most fun in the game, is the competition and the grind and getting better? It's totally fine if it's a combination of all three, but anybody can speak on that. What do you think is really inspiring you as a player, and what's inspiring this team to be pushing for Worlds?
We want to win, baby. Trying to get this dub. Going to London.
Just want to win.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what we need.
Exactly. Winning feels good.
Winning does feel good. That's math.
I'm just playing for a free vacation to London. Just, you know, get my 2 weeks off.
And... Hell yeah.
True.
There you go. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to do everything in my power as well to get to London. I want to hang out with Team TOS and all the other squads that are there. It's gonna be fantastic. So, yeah, the World's Championship coming up. That is definitely the goal for pretty much every single squad. Right now, you guys, that is your main goal. That's going to be every competitive team's goal, is to make it there. But let's talk about if you did get to Worlds in this setup that you have. You've earned one of your spots. You make it all the way there. What other kind of regions are you guys excited to match up against if you were to make it there and get to play against the world's best?
Probably JP for me, because I want to destroy Square Comp players.
Okay, very cool. You want to prove. Don't like Square Comp. Do it for NA. Absolutely. I hear you. Okay. How about the rest of you guys? Are any regions really exciting to watch? I know we have Japan, which is just that strict score comp. Korea, which I mentioned, is the hybrid. We have OCE, which is really the melting pot out of every strategy we have. Same with APAC. And then South America are some of the most aggressive teams I've ever seen in my life. I swear they team fight double time compared to what NA teams do. It's really exciting to watch that too. But yeah, what about the rest of you guys? Where do you want up? What other teams are you excited to match up against?
Definitely Japan, because like I've played against the other regions, and like I have the experience against them, but not like JP.
Very cool. Okay, well, we have a couple of people in chat too who are from some other teams NA-wise, so I think a lot of NA is going to want to match up against Japan. They're the most unknown, so they're going to be really exciting to match up against. Let's talk about this. If there's a team that you want to match up against, it could be in AOS Cup, it could be in these regional finals, who in NA are you most excited to play against?
Ooh. All right. I'll take the bait.
Grab the bait.
I want to beat Blossom.
Okay, very 100%.
I mean, they're my old team. I love my boys. I have nothing against them. Like, sure. They're all awesome. I want to play them, and I want to play them and beat them. You know, it's
gotcha.
I want to prove that I'm still good.
Yeah, you know?
They decided to push me away and move somewhere else, and that's fine. I don't have any problems with it, but you know. I want to show them I still got what it takes.
Hell yeah. Well, you heard it here first. Feppy said that team blows, and he's very excited to dominate them. You can clip that. Make sure it's out of context, guys. Awesome. Good to see. How about the rest of you guys? I know Feppy's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder to go on and beat that team. How about the rest of you? Sanji, Akilo, where are you guys? What are you guys? Who do you want to beat?
Honestly, I don't really care too much. I just kind of want to beat everybody and just win.
Every time you beat them, it's another
vendetta.
Every time you beat another team, it's another punch in the ticket to London. So that makes a lot of sense. You got to pave the road to get there. I love that. Akilo, how about you? Any squads that you're really excited to match up against? Any rivals?
I definitely want to play and beat Blossom also, just to show everyone that we're the best.
I love that. Okay. I'm just going to go around the whole horn. How about you, Scolded?
All right. Whoever's in our bracket, that's who I want to beat.
Okay. Got you. if you're in the other bracket, Scolded's like, I do not want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Makes sense. How about you, Mook?
I think historically I've always had the most exciting games against T2V. Cool. And they're, you know, even what doesn't matter what happens at Zapdos, it's still going to be a tie game. I mean, the last time I played them in it was at the G4 tournament, and we happened to tie. Yeah, so I think it would be nice to be able to get some revenge against them boys.
Good memories. That's actually interesting, yeah, because normally when I ask this question, it's a around the horn, everyone is a hard commit on TTV. But recently, we saw them not even make it to the top four. They dropped some pretty games. Blossom wins the whole thing. Do we have a new number one team in NA right now? Are TTV out and is Blossom in? What are you guys' opinion? Who is top dog in NA at the moment?
Ooh. Ooh.
Probably. I still think it's TTV.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got you. Sanji, you're on the same page?
Yeah, because, like, don't get me wrong, Blossom had a really, really great showing on the weekend. Yep. But, you know, it takes more than one win to be like, oh, this is now the new best team.
Right? Okay. Got you. Good. Well, that makes sense. You guys are competitive players. You got your head on straight. As content creators, I have to knee-jerk react. So that is why I have to make these. That is why I have to ask these questions. But okay, got you. The history, just the level of consistency is definitely going to put GG up in GG, TTV, Love Dees, whatever the hell you want to call them. They're still going to be considered number one by the Team TOS. But Team Blossom is number one on your hit list. Very exciting. It sounds like you guys got a few teams to beat. You're going to have a fantastic run. I already know it. I'm really excited to watch your squad as you head into the AOS Cup LCQ. It's going to be one of the most, I think it's going to be the most exciting Last Chance Qualifier tournament. I mean, the first one was exciting, but it was just so many teams. This time, we actually have storylines built up for the scene. We have players to prove, we have teams that want to prove that they belong with everybody else, like you guys. We have big names that have fallen down there, like GG. We had other teams, but unfortunately we've seen some, you know, departures of squads and stuff like that. But either way, this tournament is going to be really, really exciting. And there's a lot of tournaments upcoming all the way into Worlds. So I'm very excited to see what your squad can prove. But guys, as we're, you know, coming close to the end of this show, I want to just ask you a couple more questions that like to ask on every single team when they come onto the show. We have a lot of players that watch this podcast, who listen to it, that are very top-level competitive players, but we also have the batch of people that are just trying to get into the game at a competitive level. They've been grinding, they hit that Masters, they're trying to see what they can do to enter these tournaments. Maybe they got O2 stomped out as some kind of a Last Chance qualifier, something like that. And they want to try to start being on a competitive team, find scrims, do the whole thing, you know, be like their idols on TOS. I'd like to just, you know, go around the horn, ask each of you, the top players, just one piece of advice that you can give to a new one. If you can keep it specific to your role, that's awesome. A new player that wants to be a solid top laner, Sanjay, you can answer a question for them, something like that, but you don't have to keep it specific to your role. What's just one piece of advice that you have for a new competitive player that can set them on the path of being good to the path of being great? Feppy, why don't you kick us off? I think I probably asked you this question already before on the podcast, but I'm going to ask you for a second answer.
So the biggest thing about being a support player is in setting up your team for success. One of the struggles as a support player that I've had to deal with is that you can set your team up for success as much as you can, but sometimes you're still going to lose anyways, right? Sometimes the enemy team's just going to be better. You have to roll with the punches as a support player. You just have to recognize when you've done what you can do to enable your team and help your team succeed, but don't let the failures bring you down.
Yeah, that's awesome. You gotta keep it together. You need a player like Muk to get you out of the tilt. I love that. Really? Sanji, how about you? Do you have a piece of advice that could set a good player from good to great?
Honestly, it's like with top lane, it's kind of more about just spamming games and watching streams. And kind of like, so top lane is a role where you're usually playing like an assassin type champion, right? Like you look at Lucario, look at Machamp, even in the past like Serena.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like, you want to understand how to enter fights and how to exit fights, right? What you and kind of maximize what you can do while you're in the fight, because you only really have like one opportunity. So you want to really focus on like understanding what you can and can't do, as well as like when your time is to go in.
Right. Got a limit test. And you know, Sanjay, I love you, but you have to watch top stream, so make sure you're tuning in to twitch.tv/Sanji. Yeah, only you can answer that question with a plug. I love that. Muk, how about you? a piece of advice, attacker role, jungle role, wherever you want to set your advice to a new player.
Yeah, I think something that will help level up anyone's game is very critically VOD reviewing and seeing what mistakes you're making in the game and how you can not make those mistakes in other games. And I think that another thing is, like, if you're really trying to be a top level competitive squad, you should not spend a lot of your time solo queuing. I think it's going to, you can, you know, you can get mechanical things out of solo queue, but I think that solo queue is going to set you up for bad habits. Mm-hmm. And I think that you just, if you're able to find a squad that you can play with and review games afterwards, you are going to be a lot better off than just mindlessly spamming any solo queue game without any direction.
I gotcha. Okay, good advice. All right, Big Brain Scolded, what do you got? What's the legendary wisdom that you can provide to new players trying to be on the top level teams?
So the most important thing, I think, for being a jungler or like just anything in general is knowing your timings and rotations.
Mm.
If you don't like have the proper timings and like anything regarding that, you're pretty much just relieving so much on the map where the enemy team just can take over. So if you can learn like where to be, when to do things and stuff like that, you'll be overall a stronger player.
Mm. That makes sense. Just because you're the most flexible role on the map doesn't mean that you don't have an agenda that you need to be taking care of the entire time. You're given the most free space, but there's a lot of work you got to get done. I like that a lot, Scolded. All right, Akilo, how about you? What does a main tank need to worry about when they are trying to grind up and become a competitive player?
I just think you need to play a lot of games on your role and like pretty much on every role in the bot lane just to know what your allies can do. Mm. And like you should, with enough games you can know when you can like win a press trades and
right
like that.
Okay,
or when you just can't do it at all and yeah,
just grind. I love it. Hey, I mean, if it gets you results, it gets you results, so that's awesome. I mean, hours in game is always gonna be, what's the old phrase, I mean, 10,000 hours and then you'll be an expert at anything, right? That's not exactly how the phrase goes, but I think I got the nature of what it was trying to say. Awesome, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I've had so much fun having TOS on this show, but right now I want to give you guys a platform just to shout out, sell out, plug whatever you need to, thank your mom, thank whatever you need to. Feppy, why don't you kick us off? Where can people find you on the internet? Shout out whatever you want.
Of course. So if you're interested in learning about support and sometimes tank, play a little bit of that too, you can check me out at FeppyTTV on Twitch, and I also have a Twitter at FeppyTTV as well. Ooh. You guys want to check me out?
Character development since episode one. We have had the Twitter added to the repertoire. Fantastic. Sanji, how about you? Plug whatever you need to.
Well, you know, if you want to see some gold medal Olympic level sprinting out of the top lane, you know, you can find me on Twitch, Sanji4, and on Twitter as well, at Sanji4Official. And if you're interested in coaching, you can also buy my Medify at Sanji4.
Oh, that is fantastic. Olympic level sprinting is a really good way to put that. I love that. I'm going to be a part of the church sprint. That's awesome. Muck, how about you? Anything to plug on the internet?
Yeah, always. Follow me, twitter.com/dapboymuck. Sometimes I post clips and hopefully soon .tm, you know, I mean, maybe twitch.tv/. That boy Muck, we'll see. I'm the best Hoopa player in the world, so.
Oh, there we go. Love that.
Hey, I take offense to that.
Self shout outs. The shutdown was blocked by Feppy. Okay, rough. Scolded. Oh, do you got anything to plug?
I try to stream almost every day at twitch.tv/scoldedlive. I also post on Twitter at @scolded_, and I'm starting up my YouTube channel again at @scolded. Cool.
Okay, awesome. Make sure to follow everywhere there. Akilo, how about you? Anything to plug?
I don't really stream, but I highly recommend watching my teammates' streams. Okay. Like, you'll learn lots.
Gotcha.
There's a lot to learn.
You got the Akilo plug. If you're going to want to watch Akilo, you got to see it in the peripheries of the rest of the bot lane stream. So make sure you guys are checking it out. Awesome. If you want to find me, you can find me at ZoinksCast on Twitter. But more importantly, follow at UniteMikes on Twitter. Subscribe to the YouTube at UniteMikes. Every episode of Overdone gets posted over there, as well as if you're listening in podcast form. We got Spotify, we got Apple, we got Google, all those good stuff. So if you want to listen to this in a podcast form, check it out there. And please, if you can rate and review the podcast at 5 stars. It does so much help for us for discoverability, all that good stuff. And thank you for coming here and watching. If you're live on Twitch at the Night Mike's Twitch, we have this show here on Wednesdays and a few other days of the week sometimes. And then my co-caster Dupe Snacks has his show Late Night Unite, which is just kind of the, you know, the Fallon O'Brien style of show with personalities from all over the Pokemon Unite sphere. So make sure to check that out, Late Night Tuesdays every week. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're gonna have a couple more episodes of Unite of Overdunk this week. Even tomorrow we have the infamous Team Blossom coming on that a few of these members just mentioned, and then on Sunday we're actually gonna get the EU French squad of PogChamp on the show. So gonna have even more content coming up for everybody in the coming days. So thank you so much for this. Thank you TOS for joining. I have been Zoinks, they have been Team TOS. Make sure to tune in and cheer them on in the upcoming weekend's Unite tournaments. But until then, I will see you guys all next time. Goodbye.